Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter. Matthew chapter 6, page 1002 in your Schofield Bible. Beginning with the 8th verse, we'll read through verse 13. We'll read these verses responsively, and then we'll turn to yet another verse of Scripture. The 10th verse in this passage is the text verse. Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 8. Let's stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now turn to John 15, page 1137 in your Schofield Bible. John 15 and verse 7. This verse we'll read all together, this one verse. John 15, verse 7. Let's read it together, please. Ready? If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And let's pray. And Father, bless this great day. Thank you for all that we know and all that we feel and all that we experience in this great church. And I guess many of the people here have wondered, as I have wondered so often, what would life be like without First Baptist Church of Hammond? We don't even want to guess what it would be like. We thank you for our church. We thank you for our preacher. And we pray for thy blessing and help for him in a special way this morning. Bless with thy power. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to bring a fairly unusual little message this morning entitled Multiple Choices in Prayer. Multiple choices in prayer. I'm always amazed at how much I find I didn't know about the Bible. I'm always amazed at how many truths are in the Bible that I've never correlated with each other, and how fresh this book really is. This morning, multiple choices in prayer. There are several passages of Scripture in the Bible that deal with things that we must do in order to have our prayers answered, conditions we must meet. We read a while ago, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. I want you to notice, it didn't say ask what you will, it said first you got to abide in me and my words have to abide in you. Prayer is not an Aladdin's lamp you can rub and ask for what you want to get. Prayer is not a rabbit's foot. Prayer, listen to this, prayer is a formula. And it always works. It's not a guess proposition. If ye abide in me, that word abide means live. It means you don't go visit anybody. You live here. You live in him. He's your life. And his words abide in you. They live in you. The word abide there is the same word that is mentioned in John 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. Same root word. The word mone in the Greek. And it means if you live, if you abide in Christ, you live there, and this book lives in you, then you've got a carte blanche. Ask anything you want. God says it'll be done unto you. Or how about this? If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. God is a God of formula. There is a way that a nation can be healed and spared, and that's always, always works. If America, if God's people, called by God's name, will humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways, America would be spared. America won't be spared if the homosexuals straighten out. That's not going to save America. People sending America to hell are not the homosexuals. People sending America to hell are not the abortion crowd. People sending America to hell are not the narcotics or dope crowd. People sending America to hell are not the ones in the liquor traffic. People sending America to hell, not the ones that run the R-rated movies in the adult bookstores. Folks sending America to hell are sitting in this room right now. My people, didn't say the devil's people, didn't say the homosexual people, didn't say the drunkard people, didn't say the harlot people, didn't say the prostitute people. My people, called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will, I will, not I might, not I usually do, not I can do, but I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. That's God's promise. How about this? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in this season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's a formula. God simply said, you don't walk in the counsel of God, understand the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful, but delight in this book and meditate in this book day and night. God said, you'll be perennial, you'll be like a tree planted, you won't change, you won't be blown every wind that comes along, planted by the river waters, you'll be fruitful, bringing forth this fruit in this season, and your leaf will not wither, and whatsoever you do will prosper. Didn't say may prosper, didn't say could prosper, didn't say usually prospers. You know, God's word is filled with formulas. Now, some of those formulas have to do with prayer. For example, abide in him, his word abides in you. Humble yourself, pray, seek his face, turn from your wicked ways. Walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, stand in the way of sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful. Delight in the law of the Lord, meditate therein day and night. God has some definite conditions that we must meet in order for us to get our prayers answered. Now listen carefully. The reason you don't get your prayers answered is not God, it's you. Somewhere you've not met God's conditions. Well, dear God, I want a date with that cute little girl in the fourth row, little blonde in the fourth row. The truth is, if you don't get that little blonde in the fourth row, then, I told this the other day, a few months ago, when I was the first real girlfriend I ever had, I prayed for God to give her to me. And she's pretty as a picture. But we broke up when I was about 17, 18 years of age. And I've often wondered what she looked like. Oh, not too long ago, I was down in Texas and I saw her. I don't think she weighs much over 300 pounds. I couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe me either, of course. But we were mutually disappointed. But God, give me that little cute boy on the fifth row there, in the middle of the aisle. No, that's not it. You see, God says there's some conditions we've got to meet. God says you meet these conditions, and you can ask what you want, you'll get it. Do you hear what I said now? You ask what you want, and you can have it. I'm not preaching yet, so let's pray. Father, bless our message this morning. What a truth I've got to give these people, and what a life-changing thing it can be for us. Make it so. Amen. All right, now follow me carefully. Ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will. Whatever you will, you can ask for, and it shall be done unto you. What a promise. Now that's... That's as positive as 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's as positive as the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. If you abide in Christ and His words abide in you, then you qualify for a carte blanche, signed check, anything you wish or will, God will give it to you. Anything. You say, Brother Hiles, I prayed for a lot of things. I didn't get what I asked for. Then you didn't abide in Christ. Or the Word of God didn't abide in you. The television set abides in you. The soap operas abide in you. The magazines abide in you. The newspapers abide in you. The radio programs abide in you. No, if this Word lives inside of you, and you live inside of Christ, then you can ask anything you want to ask from God, and God will give it to you. Now, follow me carefully. Let's suppose that all of a sudden I do that. I meet God's conditions for answered prayer. So, I abide in Christ. His word abides in me. I don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I don't stand in the way of sinners. I don't sit in the seat of the scornful. I delight myself in the law of the Lord, and in His law do I meditate day and night. I humble myself. I pray. I seek His face. I turn from my wicked ways. And I meet God's conditions, and now I can get anything I want. Is that right? Yes or no? Is that right? Yes or no? Anything I want, said, let him ask what he will, and it shall be done unto him. But now, wait a minute. There's a second choice. The same qualifications, hear me now, the same qualifications for me to be able to ask what I will gives me a second choice, and that is to ask what He wills. See, His will not be done in my life till I meet these requirements also. So actually, these conditions that I must meet in order to have my will done are the same conditions that I must meet to have His will done. So, here's what we do. We say, okay, Lord, I'm going to abide in You. Abide. And I'm going to let Your word abide in me. I love it. And okay, now then, I can ask what I want. But you have another choice. Because the same conditions that enable you to ask what you want for what you will also enable you to say to God, You do what You will. The Lord's Prayer says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. The choir read it a while ago. They asked the choir, they kept reading the wrong verses a while ago. That's because they know the Bible so well. They just know it. And they kept wanting to, I turned around and said, You want to read the whole thing this morning? But read a while ago. And Thy Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. It says, Thy will be done. Thy will be done. So I have a choice. When I have separated myself, when I have been abiding in Christ, when His Word has been abiding in me, then I have a choice. I may have anything I will, or I may have anything He wills. So check one. Check one. Either one. You're available now, so you decide what you have, or He can decide what you have. Isn't that good? I mean, when you meet God's conditions, you don't just meet God's conditions so you can decide what you get. Though that is one thing. And by the way, when you meet God's conditions and you ask God for what you want, God will give it to you. You have that choice. Or you also have a second choice. You can say, Dear God, I have met the conditions now, so I can decide what I get, or you can decide what I get. But I got some goods for you, brother. You're going to get more if you let God decide than if you decide. I never pray for anything for myself. You know why? Because I'm afraid if I pray for something for myself, God has something better for me or bigger for me. If I pray for a pint, God is going to give me a pint. I don't know, let's say quart. Well, let's say fifth. You ready for it? But if I ask for a pint, God will give me a pint if I met the conditions. but it just may be that God was going to give me a gallon. So I meet God's conditions in order not just that I may get what I want or get what I choose, but so I can have a choice in the matter. I can say, this is what I choose, or Lord, you choose. Years ago, Becky, our oldest girl, made out a Christmas list. She gave it to me. And Dad, that's what I want for Christmas. She's a youngster. I had something far better than that already bought. So, I took it back. Got my money back. And gave her what she asked for. After Christmas was over, I took her on a trip. I showed her what I'd bought and had for her. She was sick at her soul. Oh, Daddy, why didn't you tell me? The next Christmas, I said, Puddin', you got your list? Oh, no, I don't want to have a list, Daddy. Just whatever you choose. See, Becky had learned that what Daddy wanted her to have was better than what she wanted her to have. And what God wants you to have is better than what you want to have. Now, you may take your choice. If you want to, go right ahead and meet God's conditions and say to God, I want this, 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 and God will give it to you because you met His conditions, and God doesn't lie, and God will give you what you ask for if you meet His conditions. But there's a better choice. So, I can have either one. When I abide in Christ, His Word abides in me. When I humble myself, seek His face and pray, turn from my wicked ways, when I do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but delight in the law of the Lord and meditate therein day and night, I not only qualify myself to decide what I get, the Bible, God said, command ye me. Command ye me. Concerning the things of the Lord, He said, command ye me. Turn in your order. I'll give you what you order if you'll meet my conditions. Or He said, you got another choice. Don't turn your order in. Let me surprise you. So I may choose His instead of my own. Let me say it again now. I can get what I want if I meet His conditions. And He'll give it to me. He'll take the other thing He had for me back and get His money back on it. So you have your choice. This modern-day Christianity is so perverted from what Bible Christianity is. Turn on the average radio program or average television program. Do this and you'll get this. 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 The best thing to do is to meet God's conditions so you can ask for what you want to ask for, but don't ask for it. Come to God and say, God, what you got for me? Surprise me. And I'll guarantee you, you'll get more from God if you take that choice than if you take the choice of you deciding what you get. Now, three things I want to say. First is, His plans are better than my plans. Let's suppose back yonder when I was a kid preacher, I'd asked God for a big church. Suppose I'd said, Dear Lord, I want a big church. Now, the largest attendance at any church in the world in those days was 3,000 people. So if I'd asked God for a big church, my home church was the third largest church in all of Dallas, and there were 175 churches and Baptist churches in Dallas. My home church was the third largest, and it averaged about 1,000 in Sunday school, maybe 900 to 1,000 in Sunday school. So if I'd asked God for a big church back yonder when I first started preaching, I would have asked God for a church that ran about 500 in Sunday school. And I believe God would have given me a church that ran 500 in Sunday school. But God had this plan for me. So, I did not ask God for a certain size church. Ms. Howes and I used to drive by First Baptist Church in Bogota, Texas. On the way out to our little church in the country, 3 miles outside town, we'd stop across the street from that church and look across. The First Baptist Church of Bogota, Texas, averaged 106 in Sunday school. We averaged 19. We'd stop and see that big old church, 106 people. Now, if you look at all those folks flooding in there, 106 people. Our choir's got nearly that many. I said, "You reckon we'll ever have a church that big?" I doubt it. Don't think we'll ever have a... If I had asked God for a big church, I'd have said, "God, 200 or at the most 500? I ain't asked God that. I just met God's condition and said, "Give me what you got in mind." And look at here. Look at here. We got more than 500 people sitting in these two center sections here. I'm simply saying that when you meet God's conditions, I want what I want. I want what I want. I want to get what I want. I want to get what I want. I want to get what I want. And God looks down and said, "If you just knew what I have planned for you." You know what I almost did? You know where House Anderson College almost was? Right across the street. When you leave this morning, look at that. There's a Catholic church over there. Look at that building on this side. That was the building I almost prayed for God to give us for House Anderson College. Just look at it. The thing has been condemned since then. I've been condemning it for years, but it's been condemned since then. You can't even use it. And I used to drive by that place and drool. I never dawned on me that we'd have that gorgeous campus out there. Never dawned on me. I thought maybe 200 or 300, someday 300 students. And I thought, boy, wouldn't it be something if we had that building over there, that Catholic Church education. Now, not the auditorium. The education would be on this side. Lord, maybe whatever we had that. And I almost prayed for that. Good, and that scares me to death. Because as good a Christian as I am, I'd have gotten it. I'm saying, I almost said, "Lord, I want that building." And I'm convinced that if I'd have asked God for it, I'd have gotten it. Because I say this honestly. I'm not a great Christian. But I'll say honestly, I do my best to abide in Christ. And I do my best to have this book abide in me. And God said, "If I do that, ask what I will." Think of it. If we'd have had that building. That's where you've been meeting. Think how short a trip you'd have after church back to the school. And in the dormitory rooms, we'd have had 35 in each little room. But God... I didn't do it. I said, "God, somewhere you got a building for us. Somewhere you got a place for us." I could not even fathom. That's what the Bible says. "I have not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love Him." God's got a bunch of things prepared for you. You'll never get because you checked the wrong square. You checked the wrong square. You say, "Boy, now then I met God's conditions, I can choose what I want." And you can. Or you can say, "You choose what I get." And God says, "You're going to get a heap more stuff than you would have gotten. You'll have a better life. You'll have a better life if you will go ahead and meet God's conditions for prayer. And instead of checking the little square that says what you want, check the square that says what God wants. Because God's plan is inevitably better than your plan. Second, I'd rather He decide what I get than me make my own decision because I don't know all He has. I don't know all God has. But if I don't know all He has, how can I know what to ask for? So if I just say to God, "Dear God, I'm gonna abide in You. I'm gonna let Your Word abide in me. I'm gonna humble myself and pray, and seek Your face, and turn from my wicked ways. I'm not gonna walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. I'm gonna delight myself in the law of the Lord, and meditate therein day and night. Now, God, I have met the condition. I can ask what I want to ask for, and I can get it." But God says, "Hold it. You got two squares there." Square number two says, "Let me decide what you get." Now, God, I have not seen what God's prepared for me. Ear hath not heard what God's prepared for me. That means I have never heard of all the things God's prepared for me. I have never seen all the things that God owns and God has. Well, pray tell me, why wouldn't I say to Him who is omniscient, You decide what I have. Wherever You lead, I'll go. But Your plan is what I want to do. I want Your will for my life and not my own. I won't ask for anything for myself. Just surprise me. Little story that I've told a couple of times through the years here. So appropriate right now. Little boy and his mother, and some of you folks that are older, remember those days? Remember the days when you went down the store, didn't have Hershey's and Milky Ways, and the candy was in a big barrel. Remember that? And you had a scoop that you'd buy a pound, and have a scales here, and you'd weigh it, and bought candy by the pound. Big old barrel. And the boy went down with his mother to the store. Didn't have supermarkets in those days. Didn't have chain stores. Little neighborhood stores. Every block or two had one. Little boy and his mother went down to the store, and little boy was over there, and he was looking at that candy. Little boy was using that, looking at that candy. Big old barrel. He is drooling, eyes big. His mother couldn't afford to give him any or buy him any. He looked at it. Well, Mr. Jones, the grocer, he got feeling sorry for little Johnny. Did you ever notice that every little boy's name Johnny? He got feeling sorry for little Johnny. And little Johnny kept looking and drooling, eyes big, looking at that candy. Finally, Mr. Jones, every man's name Mr. Jones. You ever notice that? Mr. Jones said, Okay, Johnny. Go ahead, reach in there and get your handful of it. I'll give it to you free. Johnny didn't budge. He did not budge. The mother said, Honey, it's okay with me. If you're afraid I don't want you to, Mr. Jones said you can have it. Go ahead. Johnny didn't budge. Mr. Jones said, Johnny, you understand? It's free. I won't charge you. Get you a handful of the candy. It's all me. Johnny didn't budge. Didn't move his hand. Mr. Jones said, Okay, Johnny. Mr. Jones walked over and took a handful and put it in Johnny's pocket. Johnny grinned. He was walking outside grinning like a possum. I never saw a possum grin, but he was grinning like a possum. Mama said, Johnny, I don't understand it. Why didn't you take that candy when Mr. Jones said, get your handful? And Johnny said, Because his hand's bigger than mine. His hand's bigger than mine. Yeah. I don't know what he has. He knows what he has. Now, I'm fully convinced you'll meet God's conditions for prayer. God will give you what you want, what you ask for. God will give it to you. That's God's promise. But God said, if you'll trust me, you'll get more. You'll get more. Best thing to do is go to Psalm 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You don't have to ask Him for anything. Just say, Lord, I've met your condition. I qualify to ask for anything I want. I also now qualify for you to give me your plan. See, God won't reveal His plan to you unless you meet the same conditions that you meet for answered prayer. God won't reveal His plan to you if you're not abiding in Him. You won't find the will of God for your life unless thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. You won't find the plan of God for your life unless you abide in this word and God, Jesus abides in you. So you meet the conditions for answered prayer. They're the same conditions for His will to be done. So it's your will or His will. If you want to, you can reach in and get your handful of candy. Or you can wait till Mr. Jones reaches in and gets you a handful of candy. Number one, His plans are better than mine. Number two, I don't know all that He has. I want to say this. One of the most dangerous things that you young ladies will do is to pray for God to give you a certain young man. I know of nothing any more dangerous than for you to say, God, I want that particular young man. You might be surprised what God has for you. Now, listen. Many a young man or young lady ask for a particular person for their mate. Many young men says, Lord, I want that person for my wife. And many a young man, he's sincere. He loves God. He abides in the Lord, the Word, and the Lord abides in him. He's met God's condition. God said, ask what you will. I want that girl, and God gives it to him. But God had something far better than that girl to give him if it had simply said, I want your plan. I want your plan. Number three. Not only is his plan better than mine, I don't know all he has, but number three, I don't know what I need. And the truth is, I don't know what I want. Did you ever go to a restaurant where they got the food pictured? If they could ever make it look as good on the plate as it does in the menu. Now I look at that menu and say, I want one just like that. And it comes out, it's not just like that. He said, I wish I'd ordered something else. So many times I'll go to a restaurant and the waitress will say, what do you want? And I'll say, have this chef fix me the best thing he's got. I come to God in prayer and I say, Lord, I've met your conditions. I abide in you. Your word abides in me. I don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. I delight myself in the Word of God, and I meditate in it day and night. You know I do. I humble myself. I pray. I seek your face. I've turned from my wicked ways. Now, God, I'm ready to ask. I'm ready to order. God said, what do you want? Well, I don't know all God has. And many times I say, Lord, just fix me up the best thing in the kitchen. Did you ever pray for something and God gave it to you and you're sorry you prayed for it? Mabel did. She prayed for Ray. God had something far bigger than Ray. Keith was available. But okay, let me illustrate. I'm out Christmas shopping. And I've got $10. So I take that $10 out of my pocket. And I say, now what will I buy? And then I see something that always intrigues me over here. A bunch of boxes. It says, your choice, $10. And I get to wondering, what's in those things? And I'll go over and I'll say, I can buy what's in that box, or I can choose what I buy. So I buy what's in the box. What is it? A set of curlers. But let's suppose for a minute that the person that packed those boxes knew me. Let's suppose the person that packed those boxes made me. Let's suppose the person that packed those boxes loves me with a love that's more than any other love the world knows. Let's suppose the person that packs those boxes owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and all the gold and silver in all the world. And let's suppose he loves me better than I love myself. How do you think I'll spend my $10? I'll take the box. Yeah. I can buy a tie for $10. I can buy a sock for $10. Come get the other one next week. I can buy maybe a set of cufflinks for $10. I can buy a shirt that's on sale for $10. Let me tell you something. My God in heaven loves me. He loves me. He loves me. This is John Rice. I was sitting right back there in the tent one night. And I was back there sitting beside her. Dr. Rice preaching first. I was to preach second. Dr. Rice was preaching up a storm up there. He was in rare form that night. He was really, boy, he had the crowd right there in the palm of his hand, a great sea of faces out in front of him. And Mrs. Rice wrote a little note. Dr. Hiles, that great man preaching up there loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me more than I love myself. He knows what I need more than I know what I need. And He knows what I want more than I know what I want. Anything bad ever happened to you, you thought is bad, later on you said, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. See, you don't know what you need. All you've got is your senses. You smell, your sight, your hearing, your feel. But He who is omniscient, He who knows everything, has something for you. He who's planned everything has something for you. He who owns everything has something for you. He who loves you more than all the rest of the world put together has something for you. So, you meet His conditions. Dear Lord, I've got something I want. And you abide in Christ. His Word abides in you. You humble yourself. You pray. You seek His face. You turn your wicked ways. You meet God's condition of prayer and say, now, Lord, here I am. He said, okay, tell me what you want. I'll take your order. Give me whatever you want. He said, hold it. I'm going to give you what you asked for. But there's a second choice. He said, if you'd like to, I'll pick something out for you. And I'll give it to you. And brother, I've learned over a period of 42 years of preaching and years of praying and asking God for things, I've learned to say, surprise me. Surprise me. Wherever He leads, I'll go. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. He knows what's best for me. Now, let me say this. You can't flippantly walk up to God and say, surprise me. No, you've got to do the same thing you'd do to get what you want. So if you want what you want, you can meet God's conditions and get what you want. Or, if you want what He wants, you can meet the conditions, the same conditions, and you can get what God has for you. But you won't get either one watching soap operas. You won't get either one listening to your rock music. And once in a while, some young person will write me a note. They'll turn their rock music off enough to write me a note and say, would you pray that I can get a date with a certain boy? God won't do that. He won't ask that kind of prayer. You don't meet God's conditions, you won't get that date. You gossip, you won't get what you want from God. You can't sit in the seat of the scornful and get what you want from God. You can't read the magazine more than you read the Bible and get what you want from God. You can't watch the television set more than you read the Bible and get what you want from God. You can't meditate on lustful things and not on the Word of God and get what you want from God. You've got to meet God's conditions to get what you want from God. But those same conditions qualify you for a second choice, the multiple choice. And that's one reason why I never ask for a thing for myself. Never. The last thing I asked for Jack Hiles, you heard me tell it, was years ago. Must have been 20 some odd years ago. I owned a red Plymouth. Noah was the first owner of that Plymouth. I owned a red Plymouth. In those days, I drove to and from the airport alone. And that red Plymouth was just about ready to say, I fought a good fight, I've kept the faith, I finished the course. Henceforth, there's later for me a carburetor of life. I was driving to the airport one day, and I looked down, and I saw the road. And Not very smart, but I know that my vision is limited. I cannot see through solids. So I came to the conclusion that there's a hole in the floorboard. And I said, "Dear God, do you want me, your man, driving to O'Hare Field and back in an old beat-up Plymouth with a hole in the floorboard? I might fall through that thing." I said, "Why don't you give me a new car?" That's all I said. Next day, a guy contacted me. He said, "Dr. Hiles, I'm a new car dealer, automobile dealer. You don't know the fella. Another state, nobody in Texas, wasn't Russell Anderson, wasn't Jack DeCoster. Fella you don't know." He said, "Dr. Hiles," he said, "God spoke to my heart yesterday. He said, God told me to call you and let you know I want to give you a new car. I'm an automobile dealer." He said, you come here, if you can get down here, fly down here, I'll pay you a plane ticket, fly down here, or out here," and said, "you can pick out any car I've got, brand new car." He said, "When can you come?" And I said, "I don't want it." He said, "You don't want it?" I said, "I don't want it." I said, I don't need it. I've got a car. Needs a new floorboard, but I've got a car." He said, "Well, Brother Tiles, I just felt led of God to tell you." I hung up the phone, and I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed. And the Lord said to me, "You asked for it. Why didn't you take it?" I said, "Lord, didn't want it. I just want to know if I could have it if I didn't want it. That's all." From that day to this, I've never asked God for one thing for myself. Never. Never. I've met His conditions, and I could. And I believe get what I want. But I don't ask Him for anything for myself. I just say, "Surprise me." What a tremendous God. Surprise me. Surprise me. You have two choices. Check one. You meet God's conditions. Check one. Get what you want. Or get what He wants for you. And I'll guarantee you, there's no life in this world like getting what He wants for you. What a tremendous way to live. That's why it says, "If you abide in me, my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will." Or you can go to the Lord's Prayer and say, "Thy will be done." Whenever you've met God's conditions, those two verses are right there. Check one. Ask what you will, or thy will be done. Every day is Christmas for me. Every day is Christmas. Because I just live saying, "Lord, I don't want anything. Surprise me." Father,